Yep, today, and we got next week's announcement there if you want to.
Can you have Valentine's Day?
Yeah, and Ash Wednesday is on Wednesday already. Easter's early this year.
We do have, the Emmaus community has a gathering at Salem Church in Havana on the 17th at noon. Mm-hmm. And you do not have to have been on a walk to participate. So if you want to just come and check it out, it'll be food, fellowship, communion, and a small devotion, and lots of singing. So please feel free to come.
Yeah. And next week after church, we're going to have an administrative council meeting, which is, it's an important meeting. Everybody's welcome to attend. Only the council members have an official vote. But some of the things we need to do to get the year started, approve the budget, and talk about some things and visions for next year. So I hope and pray. Are we going to do it in here, or are we going to go over there, Betty? Good. We'll do it in the fellowship hall. So that's an important thing. And Phil's got all the reports submitted that need to be submitted. I think we're up to date now. And so we're grateful for that. Yeah. Anything else going on, Phil?
I was going to mention that yesterday they had a celebration of life, so it was for Mike Martin. And it brought back to mind that 30 years ago, actually in 1993 on homecoming, Mike Martin was an invited speaker to our homecoming service. So I went back and found the video for it and took the audio off it. So if you go to the online service resource page today, you can listen to Mike Martin deliver his sermon 30 years ago.
Yeah. Not only was Mike Martin a wonderful man of faith, but he practiced his faith too. I was blessed to be able to, Judy and I both were able to hear him one time when he went to Honey Lake Church down close to where we live. And he was he would come. He'd come and share his faith anywhere. Him and Bobby Bowden both. He was a wonderful man of God and full of love and grace. And he was also a pretty decent coach. Yeah. Is he the winningest in all of college baseball? That's to make 2,000 and something.
Yeah.
Never won the College World Series, but he was there twice. Runner-up.
He was a pitch or two away.
Yeah. He was an amazing young man. I meant to mention it last week that he had passed, and I forgot. So I was glad to hear they were doing a memorial service for him yesterday, so I got a second chance. And Phil and Betty went. Who else went? We saw a little bit of it on television.
We saw a few people there. I found out my nephew pitched for Mike Martin's team back in the late '90s. He and his family were there. So, it was kind of like a celebration for people. Baseball devotees. There were 2,500 there in the stadium, and there were a lot of people sharing. You know, getting to know one another again.
Yeah. All right, anything else going on?